Welcome to Simply Scottish, a podcast of all things Scottish, with music, features, interviews, and more, on the web at www.simplyscottish.com.
Welcome to Simply Scottish. I'm your host, Andrew McDermott. Thanks for listening today. Enjoy the show and stay in touch afterwards. Send us an email at podcast@simplyscottish.com. Like us on Facebook to get updates, Scottish information, and a chance each month to win Scottish music. facebook.com/simplyscottish. And if you tweet, our handle on Twitter is @simplyscottish. At simplyscottish.com, you can access every episode of Simply Scottish, including music playlists and links to more information. Again, that's simplyscottish.com. On this episode, profiles of Scottish Americans who had a significant impact on the birth and development of the United States. We'll also take a look at National Tartan Day, an American holiday that celebrates the ties between Scotland and the U.S. First, from her 2011 album Cape Breton Girl, here's Natalie McMaster with The Sisters Reel.
Thank you.
That was music from award-winning Canadian fiddler Natalie McMaster. Over 15% of Canada's population claims Scottish descent. After a meeting of the Federation of Scottish Clans and petitions to provincial legislatures, Nova Scotia was the first Canadian province to establish a holiday to honour Scottish heritage in 1987. Other provinces followed suit, with Quebec the final province to issue a proclamation in 2003. One of the events held on April 6th is a gathering of the clans in Ottawa, complete with pipes, drums, and dancers. In the United States, a one-off event marking the 200th anniversary of the repeal of the Act of Proscription that forbade Scots to wear tartan was held in New York in 1982, but little was done to build on it. It wasn't until 1998 when a coalition of Scottish-American organizations, with the support of Senator Trent Lott, successfully petitioned for a Tartan Day in America. The Senate passed a resolution establishing the holiday in 1998, while the House of Representatives followed suit in 2005. In 2008, George W. Bush signed a presidential proclamation officially recognizing the holiday. The proclamation summed up the reasons for Tartan Day and included the following statements. Americans of Scottish descent have made enduring contributions to our nation with their hard work, faith, and values. On National Tartan Day, we celebrate the spirit and character of Scottish Americans and recognize their many contributions to our culture and our way of life. Scotland and the United States have long shared ties of family and friendship, and many of our country's most cherished customs and ideals first grew to maturity on Scotland's soil. The Declaration of Arbroath, the Scottish Declaration of Independence, signed on April 6, 1320, embodied the Scots' strong dedication to liberty, and the Scots brought that tradition of freedom with them to the New World. Sons and daughters of many Scottish clans were among the first immigrants to settle in America, and their determination and optimism helped build our nation's character. Several of our founding fathers were of Scottish descent, as have been many presidents and justices of the United States Supreme Court. Many Scottish Americans, such as Andrew Carnegie, were great philanthropists, founding and supporting numerous scientific, educational, and civic institutions. From the evocative sounds of the bagpipes to the great sport of golf, the Scots have also left an indelible mark on American culture. Robert Burns captured in words the Scots' inextinguishable passion for liberty in his poem Scots Wha Hae Wi' Wallace Bled. Here's an interpretation of Burns' poem by Ian Bruce.
Scots Wha Hae Wi' Wallace Bled. Scots whom Bruce has often led. Welcome to your gory bed. Or to victory. News the day and news the hour. See the front or battle lure. See approach proud Edward's power. Chains and slavery. What will be a traitor knave? What can fill a coward's grave? What's the base as be a slave? Let him turn and flee. One for Scotland's king. And law, freedom, sword, or strongly draw. Freemen stand, or freemen fall. Let him follow me. By oppression, wars, and pains. By your sons in servile chains, we will drain tears fade. Lead a friend who suffers more, tires fall in every fall, never tears in every blow. Let us do a deal. Scots, why we was Scots, one Bruce has often led. Welcome to your glory bed, or to victory.
You're listening to Simply Scottish. Join our Scottish conversation at facebook.com/simplyscottish and get a chance every month to win Scottish music. Thoroughly exploring Scottish-American connections would take dozens of episodes, but today we're looking at just a handful of Scots who've made important contributions to a young United States. The first recorded Scot in the New World was Tam Blake, a mercenary and adventurer who settled in 1540. He joined Coronado's expedition from Mexico into what is now Texas, Arizona, and New Mexico in search of the lost cities of gold. Blake married Francisca Rivera, a widow of one of the first settlers in New Spain. Since Blake, a steady stream of Scots have made their way to North America. Settlers and their descendants, transported prisoners, refugees from clearances, poverty and repression, and emigrants in search of land, fame, or fortune. They became educators, builders, leaders, Indian chiefs, and explorers. They played key roles in both sides of the American Revolution and Civil War. In all areas of American history, you'll find Scots who have played a part and helped shape America into what it is today. The Reverend John Witherspoon was born in East Lothian in 1723. He became a Presbyterian minister until he accepted an invitation to become president and head professor of the small Presbyterian College of New Jersey, later known as Princeton University. Witherspoon was a firm but good-natured leader who turned the ailing college into a worthy institution. He modeled the syllabus and university structure after that used at the University of Edinburgh and other Scottish universities. He encouraged his students, who included a U.S. president, 28 U.S. senators, 3 Supreme Court justices, 3 attorneys general, and a secretary of state, to become ornaments of the state as well as the church. Wary of the power of the British crown, it wasn't long before Witherspoon began supporting the revolution. He was the only ordained clergyman to sign the Declaration of Independence. He served in Congress from 1776 to 1782. He helped draft the Articles of Confederation, and he helped organize the government of a new nation. More profiles of the Scots who helped build America after this song from Capercaillie. Well known for their original pairing of Gaelic song traditions with modern arrangements and international flavors, this song is called In Exile.
Hi.
This is Simply Scottish, a podcast of all things Scottish. On this episode, a look at National Tartan Day and profiles of Scottish Americans influential in the development of the United States. Another Scot who would influence the course of the American Revolution is John Paul Jones. Born in Kirkbean in 1747, he went to sea at age 13 and was a merchant shipmaster by 21. After emigrating to Virginia, he joined the Continental Navy and holds the distinction of being the first to hoist a Grand Union flag up a warship preparing for battle. Jones became well known for his attacks and raids on the British coast during the war. His audacity and bravery can be summed up in a famous quote of his. When asked if he wanted to surrender by a British warship captain, he replied, "Surrender? I have not yet begun to fight." After the dust of the Revolution settled, Americans got to work building their nation. Andrew Carnegie was a Scottish businessman from Dunfermline who went from the poor son of a handloom weaver to the world's richest man by 1901. Carnegie revolutionized steel production in the US. He gave away much of his wealth, helping to create over 2,500 free public libraries in the US, Scotland, Ireland, Australia, New Zealand, the Caribbean, Serbia, and Fiji. Carnegie is the subject of a previous episode of Simply Scottish. You can find previous episodes online at www.simplyscottish.com. We end today's episode with mention of a man America can thank for many of its national parks and forests. John Muir was born and spent his childhood in Dunbar, Scotland, before moving to Wisconsin with his family in 1849. He had a passion for the outdoors and worked hard to preserve America's natural beauty. He is hailed as the father of America's forest conservation. He founded the Sierra Club, which today remains one of the most influential conservation organizations in the U.S. He petitioned Congress for the National Park Bill, passed in 1890, that established Yosemite and Sequoia National Parks. Muir knew that expansion and urbanization would erode the country's natural beauty, wildlife, and natural resources unless steps were taken to preserve them. In his words, "Everybody needs beauty as well as bread, places to stay in and pray in, where nature may heal and give strength to body and soul." In upcoming episodes, we'll continue to explore the stories of Scots who have made significant contributions to the world. Finally, this show itself would never have existed had it not been for the courage and determination of another Scottish couple, Andrew and Samantha McDermott, my parents, who left the comforts of home in Edinburgh to pursue a life of adventure and opportunity in Germany, Australia, New Zealand, and America. I can personally attest to the fact that the immigrant life is not an easy one. There are many challenges in moving to a new land, but my parents' unwavering dedication to family goals, coupled with lots of humor and a strong faith in God, has made a rewarding life in America a reality for my sister and myself. That's it for this episode of Simply Scottish. Visit the website simplyscottish.com for music playlists and to access previous episodes of the show. Continue the conversation of all things Scottish between episodes at facebook.com/simplyscottish. You can also subscribe to the podcast and get new episodes automatically on iTunes. I'm Andrew McDermott. Tune in next time for another look at all things Scottish on Simply Scottish.
When winter comes and all is silent, the saddle bear is tightly bound.
Simply Scottish is hosted and produced by Andrew McDermott. Show content is copyright 2012, Simply Scottish Media. All music used with consent of copyright holders. Continue your Simply Scottish experience on the web at www.simplyscottish.com. Thanks for listening.
A drink of health and joy for parting, when the exile will return again. Heart is hard to leave this long light. We face a long and a treacherous children's throat. But hard times must be faced, undaunted. Our loved ones lighten up our load. Though we be farewell in sorrow, we may meet again in distant lands and drink our health in joy for parting. When the exile will return again, the distant cairn of Knocklarea stands bare and pleached for Queen Maeve's tomb. O'Hara's castle stands undaunted, waiting for her lands to bloom. When the exile will return again. Dreams of tune and oak. The Jenny Johnson's bound for sailing. Now, my friend, it's time to go. Though we bid farewell in sorrow, we may meet again in the strange lands and drink our health in joy. Parting when the exile will return again. Though we bid farewell in sorrow, we may meet again in distant lands and drink our health and joy for parting when the exile will return again. When the exile will return again.
Mm-hmm.